Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
From the After 9 Podcast Studios, this is After 9 with Scott and Kat.
Hello, friends, and welcome. Scott is away today. I don't know how much more we can say, but Dave Lazard is joining me on a rare Thursday podcast.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yes. I feel like it's Friday, but I didn't say the words.
You're in a different chair. You're like this.
I know.
Room looks upside down to me right now. What's going on?
Where am I?
Ah!
I'm sure by now, because we talked about it on the show, you might be sick of talking about it.
I've been asked about it 50,000 times already.
Really?
Because of talking about it on the radio.
Do you care to tell everybody what happened to you? You can start with yesterday. Yesterday was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Gorgeous day.
Gorgeous. And I had like taxi cab mom service day. So my kids had dance and then I had to go to the grocery store, but I was happy to do it. It's amazing the mood changer is when it's sunny and beautiful and you feel that it almost felt summer like.
I'll go do the things I don't want to do as long as I can have the window down.
I was happy to do it. And so you were experiencing kind of the same day driving around.
I was in London to start my day. So it was a nice drive back. I took the back roads to get back to Kitchener.
Yeah.
And I drove back roads, windows down, sunroof open, just a little vitamin D, sunglasses on. I just felt like, I am built for this weather.
That's so nice.
This is what I need in my life. And I get home and as I pull into the driveway, my daughter, my 13-month-old daughter, has this new thing that she does where she goes to the front window of our house, taps on the window and says, "Dada, dada, dada." Like she's waiting for me to come home. I get home, pull into the driveway. I can see her in the window and I'm like, oh, I'm so excited to see the baby. I'm so excited. Like I'm just ready to jump out of the car.
Yeah.
I jump out of the car, run in, hang out with the baby, have a wonderful evening. It was so nice. Went to bed early because I knew that I was going to be working with you in the morning. And then this morning I go out into the driveway, ready for work. It was nice and quiet, got everything all packed up and it's awesome. I get out to the car, open up the door and I go, oh shit. I left the sunroof open and it is pouring rain.
Pouring.
It was pouring. I don't even know how long it was raining for. It was so much rain in the car. And it was my wife's car. And my wife drives a much nicer car than I do.
Okay, I've talked to her about her car before. We've had conversations. That's how much she likes her car. She talks about her car. I know she loves it. So at what point did you ever wonder, like, should I say something to her? Or were you just like,
first of all, I couldn't really assess the damage.
It was also pitch black.
Pitch black, and I was coming to work. So I'm like, I got to go to work, and I got to go now. And so I had like one small towel that I was able to like wipe my seat down with, and I just jumped in the car and drove to work. It's about, I don't know, 15, not even 20 minutes door to door. But I was the whole time, like everything I touched was wet. So I thought like, oh no, I just don't want to touch anything else because it's all soaked. There's a car seat in the back that's got water on it.
Oh
like,
no.
What a stupid mistake. Just a dumb oversight.
It happens.
But it's probably the first time this year that I've opened the sunroof. So I'm not used to it. I just forgot about it.
Yeah.
I forgot
well,
all
you
about
won't
it.
Well, you won't now. I'm telling you right now, like you learned real quick and you won't do it this summer at all.
I opened the door and there was like sets of animals coming out of it, like two raccoons and two squirrels and two beavers.
I text you this morning too. I'm like, why isn't he texting me back? And then when you came in and told me, I'm like, oh, that's why.
I was like wiping water out and getting all the animals that thought my car was the Ark, like Noah's Ark. They were on there in pairs in my car. And I'm like, this has to stop.
Did you assess the damage since then, by the way? Have you gone?
No, I haven't had a chance.
Yeah,
no.
We were busy this morning.
I need it on the podcast. And I was like, no.
Oh. Is that what I sound like? Hey, you, get on the podcast.
Hey, you, get on the podcast.
Hey, get over here. You're doing the podcast.
Maybe that's get on the podcast.
Get on it.
So I don't quite know just yet, but there were so many people texting in this morning saying like, here's what you got to do. You got to take it here because you don't want mold. You got to get a shop vac. People were like, you got to put a dehumidifier. Like,
oh wow.
There was all kinds of suggestions. Yeah. And some were like, throw the car out, move out, get a divorce. Don't tell her. Like, she's going to kill you.
She will kill. Which, by the way, so she did find out because she was listening to the show.
Yes. And I kind of was like, oh, that's how she's probably going to find out. And that's not great.
She seems okay.
She texted me and she's like, you're joking about the car, right? Was all she said. And then I got nervous. So I started replying in GIFs only.
Well, that's a good move to do.
I don't type any words to incriminate you. I just text GIFs. GIFs like of things? Jordan Peele sweating. And then like another one of like a car full of water. Like,
oh my God.
So she's like, seriously, how bad is the car? And I go, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. Like,
I'm afraid to look.
Who, me? Are you asking me?
Can I look after this? I got to look. I would like to look.
Let's go out. We'll do a field trip after the podcast and go have a look.
I do want to see.
It's again, if it wasn't her car, who cares?
Can we figure out if there's like a factory that has rice somewhere and you could just drive it right into it? Like they probably have, you know, the silos. Is there like a silo of rice we could just drive the car right into?
Are you suggesting that I should treat my wife's wet car like an iPhone that gets a bit of water in the port?
It seems to work.
I just dry my car out and then I'll have a nice snack afterwards because I think there's a lot of water in there.
Mm.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Floor mat rice. Mmm. That's the sushi I prefer.
But I bet you were not alone yesterday because it was the first time in a long time that I remember opening my sunroof up.
And I know there's plenty of people who did the same thing today, whether they want to admit it or not. Just know that you have a brother in arms and a brother in stupidity here with me that forgot all about it.
I mean, I don't know. Now they have like apps that will tell you that you left your car unlocked.
You told me about that. I had no idea.
Yeah, they have that now. But I think it's because we're getting dumber. Like, I don't think we should be like, yay, technology is cool. I think it's more like humans are kind of dumb.
We're relying on it more and it's making us dumber.
We do. Like it'll go off and it'll say you left your car here or there or whatever.
Rear view cameras.
Yep.
Is there anything that do you ever look behind you now?
Most of the cars, the newer cars are all like autopilot essentially.
Close.
You shouldn't do that.
Let's put a disclaimer that there's not an autopilot in the cars, but just in case.
Tesla, people do that with their Teslas a lot.
Yeah.
Apparently the Tesla system is like, people have been found falling asleep on full the highway.
Full on. Yeah. Head back.
That's like, scary though. Like that scares the shit out of me.
I don't want that.
Don't do that.
Because I feel like I'd wake up and I'd be facing something that I'm not supposed to face.
Yeah.
Like the guardrail.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, where'd that come from? I don't know. There's a lot of trust that we put into technology. Like to make our lives easier. And in a lot of ways, it's terrific.
And safety features are good, right? Go ahead and beep at me if I'm about to go into a lane where there's a car. Hey, maybe that saved a collision and we're all happy about that.
I've got one where the lane, like you move lanes and your steering wheel shakes.
Right. Yes.
It's good.
It'll wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's supposed to do. But when we completely rely on that to drive us places, that's a no, not good.
No.
Not good.
I don't think I can, I'm not there yet. I'm sure one day we'll be comfortable enough to do it, but I'm definitely not there yet.
Well, I'm excited to see your car, though. And I'm sorry to say that I'm excited, but I'm just like, we've been talking about it all morning, guys. We've been talking about this all morning. And I was like, I wonder what it looks like. I wonder how soaked it is. If I push my finger down on the seat, is like water going to come up?
Has that squishy sound?
And I also feel like reporting back to your wife and letting her know in advance of how bad it might be.
Oh.
But anyway, the amount of text, you're absolutely right. Saying like people worried about mold. I don't think you need to be too concerned.
I am. I don't want mold.
Well, no, nobody wants mold. I was like, hey, mold, that sounds cool.
I'm swinging by Home Depot to pick up some mold. Do you need anything?
I'd love a tall glass of mold.
Can you get me a beautiful seasonal mold?
I am craving hard right now.
Spring rolls around and the first thing I can think of is I can't wait to get my first taste of mold this year.
Well, it's the smell too, right?
Yeah.
It probably smells like a wet, it's not good.
Well, and then people try to cover it up with Febreze and then you get like a moldy Febreze smell and you're like, oh, this is terrible.
You don't want that either.
Just roll the car into a river.
Or like I said, a big silo full of rice. Until we find one.
Yeah, I'm not taking your rice. I don't think it's going
to
work.
There was so much, you know what I love about today worked out so well because there was so much like movie news I wanted to talk about. And I know you're a movie guy. So shall we dig into this?
Sure.
The Monopoly live action. At first, and by the way, we heard rumors that there was going to be a Monopoly movie. And I thought, that's dumb.
You remember when the Barbie movie was successful? And I remember the first week after it came out, everybody was going nuts for it. And all these conversations started happening about, oh, they're going to remake this and remake that and make a movie about this. Uno is going to get its own movie. Like, remember all of that stuff?
No, I forgot about Uno. Now that does sound dumb.
That sounds weird.
I'm not going to, I guess I won't hate on it until I learn of this synopsis. I haven't seen an update.
But it was just like, it was the week of and everybody was talking about every toy under the sun that deserves its own movie. The Slinky movie. I was like, who the hell's, what? We're not doing it. Jenna Ortega is the Slinky.
Jenna Ortega is in everything.
Every movie from now on, Jenna Ortega is in it.
You know what the crazy thing is, though? You know who else is in like every movie, especially every movie that's been relatively successful? Most movies that have been relatively successful lately is Jack Black. And I thought Jack Black would make a good Monopoly guy.
Yes. Yeah, he would. But he would be a great Monopoly guy.
I think he would be so good. And if they take the comedy angle, which I think they are, it's not going to be like a dark drama about Monopoly.
It's Monopoly, but it's Succession. And it's like the Moneybags family, or what was his name?
His name is Milburn Pennybags.
Milburn Pennybags. So maybe it's the Pennybags family trying to take away the empire, the monopoly that he has. And it's him fighting the man. I don't know. I don't know who he fights in the movie. I don't know who you make the villain
maybe
in this.
Maybe you just find out how you get out of jail without a get out of jail free card. Have to wait till they roll the dice three times.
There's nothing sexier and dramatic about real estate.
And did I mention that it's Margot Robbie? I don't know if I mentioned that at the top, but it's Margot Robbie's production company. So she did do Barbie. And by all means, you're right. When we first heard about a Barbie movie, there was a lot of people being like, that sounds dumb, or it's already happened because they think about the Barbie shows that are on.
Right.
Right. Like,
but it wasn't live action. No, it wasn't. Like Barbie, the Barbie movie was.
Yes. And this movie had been, not this exact movie, but there's been Barbie movies pitched over the years that never went through. And so we thought, well, how's this one going to work?
But this Barbie movie that with Margot Robbie was like, it was a groundbreaker.
Amazing.
Like first of that kind.
Yeah.
So I wonder, like with the Monopoly movie, is it like a fantasy world?
Yeah.
Like Barbie, or is it in like real world and it's based on the Monopoly story? What's the story?
I know. I would like to know. There's no plot yet. But it's true. She could go either way with it. Because when you think about the board game movies that have been popular, Jumanji is one that comes to my mind. And Jumanji really is about the game of Jumanji. There's no.
That's
like,
right. It is.
Right.
It's the movie doesn't pretend like there's no board game. It is the movie.
Yes. And they don't. And they talk about. They allude to the first Jumanji movie. I'm talking about the newer ones when I say this, because they allude to the first Jumanji with Robin Williams, right? Where Robin Williams comes out of the game after he was sucked in.
Correct.
And then they go into the game to help people get out, et cetera, et cetera. Spoiler alert. But anyway, those are great movies. So they could do it anyway. Did you have an idea there? You went,
I have an idea for a franchise.
A franchise. Oh, yeah. Now you're spitballing franchises. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
So let's say Monopoly is successful. Okay. A Monopoly movie.
Yeah.
The spinoff. You know how there's the Get Out of Jail?
Yeah.
It's like a Prison Break movie. The second one. And it's Pennybags trying to get out of prison. Get out of jail.
So maybe toward the end of the Monopoly movie, Pennybags goes to jail.
Mm-hmm. And then the second movie is him trying to break out of jail, get out of jail. And the third one is like a sex romp comedy and it's called Community Chesticles.
Community Titties.
Yeah, Community Tears.
What's the other one? Oh, Chance is the other one.
Yeah, that could be the fourth one.
Chance. Yeah, Chance card. What else can we do here? I'm just wondering if they're going to use all the little players. Like, you know, the top hat, a thimble.
Yeah, who plays
the
what?
The dog.
Who plays dog? Who plays the dog?
Probably a dog.
Seth MacFarlane is the dog.
In a live action?
Jenna Ortega is the thimble. Yeah. She's the thimble for some reason.
She's like, why'd I sign up for this? Fuck my life.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of like, who's an actor that you'd be so shocked to see somebody in something like this?
I'm thinking like a real A-lister. Like, I don't know, is Brad Pitt still considered an A-lister?
I think so.
Or Tom Cruise? What if it's an action?
Oh, that's too much. No, because Cruise wants to do all his own stunts. Yeah. You can't.
I don't think anyone wants to work with. Well, I shouldn't say anyone, but I don't think that Margot wants to work with him.
He's going to be building on. Like he's building hotels on the properties, like Baltic Avenue, and then he's jumping off of them.
He's gliding down.
Yeah. He's building them himself just because he wants to do his own stunts. Who would you cast for this? Honestly, like Jack Black is a really good pick.
I think he would be a fabulous Milburn Pennybags. The only problem, and I don't see it as a problem because I don't feel the overexposure to Jack Black, but he is so many things. He is Bowser, the voice of Bowser in the Mario movies. He is, you know, he is in Jumanji already. So can he be in another board game related? I don't know.
You know who I did think would be good for it from a comedic sense, and I've seen a serious role with him, and he can pull it off, is Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan. So I think...
If you're playing a maniacal... He could do it.
Yeah. It depends on what else is happening. Like, the movie can't be starring him. No offense, Jim.
Oh,
but, like, I think about the demographic that they're going for, which if it's the same as Barbie, you want, like, an all-star, you want a real all-star
like
cast.
Like, young, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking younger, but they make them look older. Like, you throw a big fat suit and a top hat on him and a fake mustache and make it, like, weird. But you have to have other characters in the Monopoly movie. It's not just going to be about penny bags there.
Kristen Wiig is the anvil.
I'm curious.
Me too.
Maybe Margot Robbie will be in it, by all means. We don't know.
When I saw the Barbie movie, I was like, oh, okay, they're going to try this again. And it was really good.
They
did a really good job.
I like that movie.
So we'll see what they do with Monopoly. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm optimistic. I was going to say, am I cautiously optimistic? I don't even know if I care that much, but I am curious.
I hope that they're all really picky about it.
The game of life.
I think that's what we can hope for. Life. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. See, that's...
Sorry.
So Monopoly does well.
That'd be an irritating fucking movie, by the way.
Imagine Monopoly does well, and then now every damn board game is going to get its own movie.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, starring Dave Coulier. That we're getting low.
It's Snakes and Ladders starring Jenna Ortega as the ladder.
She'll be in one of the better ones. Like she'll be in like The Game of Life starring Jenna Ortega.
Now that one you actually could do though. Like think about it. It's so idyllic life. I feel like you could make a movie
the
on
game,
that.
Yeah.
And it would be like a perfect life until like shit hits the fan. Right?
Yeah.
Hear me out on that one. Maybe.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
Oh my God.
And we won't talk about who's starring in it.
No, we won't.
No.
We will move on.
Yes.
We'll hopefully learn more soon. The other thing, do you remember, did you go to the theater to watch Blair Witch Project?
I think I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was a while ago though, right? When was that out?
That was 25 years ago.
So 1999.
That was
1999. Wow.
And at the okay, here's the cool thing about Blair Witch at the time. I'm going back to 99, is I remember being, I would have been in grade 8, and everyone was talking about it. Like, you've got to see it. It's so crazy. It's so scary.
But at the time, it was. There was nothing else like it
because
at the time.
Because it was a first of its kind. Everyone had gone camping before in their life, too. So I feel like it was one of those scenarios where we could that happen to us? Could there be a Blair Witch? And then the camera work was different than anything we've ever seen. But the phenomenal thing about that movie was that it had a budget of, like, nothing. And it made millions and millions and millions of dollars. So I think that was the really cool part about Blair Witch Project, which made it so, and I'll say, maybe an iconic movie.
Well, they described the movie as found footage. So yes. there was an intrigue to it where you're like, is this real?
Found footage.
Is this real footage?
Yeah, that was the other rumor though. Remember that was the other rumor, was that this is real footage.
And it was so, the ending, spoiler alert, sorry if you haven't seen a 25-year-old movie yet.
You've had time.
But the visual of the Blair Witch is very minimal in the movie, but it's...
Yep. It's quick.
Your anticipation is built up for so long. You remember the movie A Quiet Place?
Yes.
So it kind of used some of the same things that worked really well for the Blair Witch Project, because they played on the silence. Mm-hmm. Silence is awkward. Mm-hmm. Like, watch. It got uncomfortable, didn't it? Because you're like, I'm supposed...
I wonder how many people actually turned up and like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. but that is... That's the feeling. So the Blair Witch was just ambience. It was quiet. It was just walking around, you know, in this forest. And you know what that experience feels like when you're in a forest and you don't know which way you're aimed anymore. You can't figure out your direction.
It's still the reason why I don't camp, Dave. I don't tent.
Really? Oh, I don't camp
Blair
either.
Blair Witch. No, I'm just kidding. That's not the reason why. I just find it gross. But
I know I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of camping
I
either.
I hate camping.
You know,
I hate
Octavia,
it.
Our producer, like hardcore camper.
I know she's a big fan, but I can't do it. I have a bed at home, and I have a hard time saying, you know what I'd rather do and then sleep in my nice comfortable bed? I'd rather sleep on the ground in a sleeping bag. You know what I have? I just want to get close to nature. I have a backyard.
Yeah.
There's a tree back there.
I always tell people, and I've had people, they've given up on me now, but I have friends that are huge campers. Or they'll go to the trailer sometime, and that's fine. And they'll invite us, which is so nice. But my husband's in the same boat, too. He agrees with me. But I'll just tell them, like, you know what's really cool that I like, that I have? And they're like, what? I'm like, I have a thing called a job. And the job allows me to buy a bed with a roof over top of my head. And I think it's one of the main reasons I have one of those, is so I can have a bed and a roof.
Mm-hmm.
Over my head, like a solid roof. So if it rains, I don't feel any drops. It's the craziest thing. But anyway, that's why I do it.
Yeah, there's this camping film that you get on your skin. No matter where you camp, it doesn't matter where you're camping.
No,
there's always this like feeling. And it's not for me. When people like it, go for it.
Yeah.
But for me, you could take my boots and keep them there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going with you.
I did it when I was young. You did
so
it when
did
you were
I.
Young,
I hated
though, right?
it. And that's why I don't want like it as an adult.
Yeah. Don't you realize now that you were kind of, do you feel the same way? Like, this is how I felt, is now I realize like I did it just because everyone was doing it.
I
never really got excited about it.
I don't like feeling dirty.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like.
And sleeping bags are dirty.
Icky. Like, when you camp and it's humid. I camped in Myrtle Beach State Park once, And it was in July, and it was the stupidest. Like, why am I in one of the most humid places in the U.S. in July? And it was torture. It was the worst.
I went to camp growing up, Camp Rebuff in Rockwood, by mm-hmm. the way, Ontario, or right around Rockwood, Ontario. So as a kid, I went there, and I remember it was like camp out night, and everyone was so excited, and that was the moment I realized. I hate camping. Like, I don't want to fucking do this. We've got a bunk bed in here in like a little, we had like little, I don't even know what they're called, little huts or whatever.
Cabins. Yeah. Huts.
I don't know.
Jesus.
I don't know what they're called.
Sounds like you went to a plantation, not a campground.
So anyway, we trek our way up to the top of the hill and then set up tents. And then that was like the camp night, like a tenting night.
Doesn't sound fun
at
all.
I had to get up in the middle of the night and go pee. It was awful. And I thought there were spiders crawling up me. It was awful.
I this is my theory. I don't sleep anywhere where I'm best to hang up my food from a tree.
That is a pretty good general rule.
Yeah, if I have to hang my food from a tree, I'm not sleeping there.
Not sleeping there. I like that. That's really good.
That's my general rule.
Yeah.
That's like I watch Naked and Afraid sometimes and I'm like, nope. I wouldn't do that clothed and confident.
And would you do Survivor?
You know, I love Survivor's my favorite.
What if it was for money? Like, what if it was for $1 million?
I think I would try.
The thing is, if there's something on the other end of it, there's a maybe there.
Oh, absolutely. I would try Survivor, but I don't think I would do well. I think I'd be like, can I have a toothbrush?
I wouldn't do well either.
I'd be breaking into Jeff Probst's little house that he has in Fiji that's beautiful, apparently.
Yeah.
And I'd be like stealing his toiletries. And I'm bringing some toilet paper back to camp with me. Like, I couldn't do it. Like, the bugs. The bugs are the worst for me. I can't.
Do they give you bug spray? Because, like, everyone has got, like, bite marks on them, too. Like, that fucking creeps
Naked
me out.
Naked and Afraid, I know they don't. Because there's sometimes they'll come out of, like, this, you know, they're staying near a water system of some sort and mosquitoes everywhere. And they'll come out and the person looks like they've got 1,000 bug bites. And that's not an exaggeration.
I get one
and I'm like, I need 2 weeks off. I get a mosquito bite on the back of my knee and I'm like, oh, I'm off work for 2 weeks.
An after bite, like, does after bite work?
Yes, it actually does.
Do you think it does?
Yeah, it does. Okay. But it run out of it.
Did you ever do that trick when you were little when you pushed the nail into it? Was that like a thing that only like my circle did?
Push the nail
into
it?
Yeah, so when you have a mosquito bite, people say that it'll itch less you push your nail into it.
No, I didn't. Oh, your fingernail?
Your fingernail.
Sorry, I thought you meant like a nail, like a hammer and nail.
You take a nail and a hammer and you fucking go hard. Yeah,
and I'm like, sure, that'll get rid of the itch, but you got to go to the hospital because you have tetanus.
I meant a fingernail.
It's not a better situation. Yes, I have done that.
My husband takes it a step further. Tell me if you've done this, because he'll do this with my kids and it's fucking gross. No. So I always tell them, like, if we don't have afterbite handy, I'll say, okay, we'll do the fingernail thing, just because sometimes it's of the mind, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's in their head that it itches so bad. And then he'll take spit and put it on top.
Oh.
Like, thank you.
I can't.
I'm like, what are you spitting on my child for? He's like, no, you're supposed to put a little spit on the top. What the fuck?
A little spit?
What bush did you grow up in?
Right.
Like, I've never seen that or heard that in my life.
Is that in the doctor's book of home remedies? Because I'd like to verify that.
Someone's Googled it. I guarantee you.
You just put a little spit on it. But those are those great, like, urban myths of those wives' tales that you would hear from growing up. Like, my grandmother was always like, if you go outside with wet hair, you'll get pneumonia. And pneumonia, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
You know, but... Yeah. Am I going to sit and explain that to my grandmother? No.
No.
But she's right in the sense that if you're cold, then your immunity doesn't work as well and you could get sick and so on. And so pathologically, yes, she's correct. But truthfully, I'm like, no, it doesn't just instantly, if I have my hair is kind of wet when I go out
in the morning,
I'm going to get
sick.
Pneumonia. But she was certain, like, it was an absolute that you're going to get pneumonia if you have wet hair.
What is the other one was, I never knew if this is true or not, is right after you eat, don't go in the pool.
30 minutes. Well, that's good though, because the food needs to settle.
But I mean, doesn't it help you digest if you're moving your body a little bit?
You've never had a stomach cramp after running or playing too quickly after eating?
I don't remember.
You just sit on the couch all day?
No,
like, were you a lethargic child?
I went out all the time. I was outside with my neighbors all the time, but we maybe didn't do as many like running games.
Maybe your parents didn't feed you.
Or maybe I didn't eat. Yeah.
That's the other thing. Yeah. you forgot.
I forgot about that. Right.
They didn't feed us.
That's right.
It's time to go back.
Putting nails in my mosquito bites. And
I did do the fingernail, but you do like an X.
An X.
And that's supposed to, I don't know if that's true.
That can't be true.
It's just so like.
That's so dumb. It can't be true.
Sometimes there's answers that are so convenient that you get excited to get them because you're like, oh, that's all I have to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, if you have a dislocated patella, you know, if, wrap it in Saran wrap for 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, really? That's awesome. That's all I have to do?
What is that?
That's your kneecap.
Oh, okay.
Your patella. Uh-huh. I dislocated my kneecap. Wrap it in Saran wrap.
My patella?
Yeah.
My patella hurts.
I injured my clavicle. It's a collarbone, by the way.
Okay, we'll move on to one more entertainment story, I suppose. The Hollywood Reporter. Fuck those guys. The critics pick the best 50 shows of the 21st century, but I just want to focus on the top 10.
I like Hollywood Reporter, but I very much disagree with this list.
I don't know about this. I'm confused, to be honest with you. So 21st century so far, obviously.
These are what, again?
The top 10. Oh, sorry. I'm going to give you the top 10, but they actually list, if you want to go check where your show landed, because chances are it didn't land on the top 10.
How big is the list? 50?
50.
Okay.
Yeah. I wish I had the 50 in front of me. I don't. But we'll just talk about the top 10 anyway, because that's where I have questions. So at number 10, BoJack Horseman.
That's a strange one to me. BoJack Horseman's good, but I wouldn't have said it was... Like, is that the only animated one on the list?
I didn't even know what that was.
I wouldn't put a top 10.
What is that even? I've never heard of that in my life.
I guarantee you've seen it.
Okay.
I'll pull up BoJack Horseman just so you can see the...
Yeah, it's a Netflix show.
Yeah.
In case you're curious like me and you didn't know, it was on from 2014 to 2020, but it obviously, because it's Netflix, I assume it just lives on there. So if you're curious to see it, they say it's the 10th best one of the 21st century. Oh.
So I'm showing you BoJack Horseman now.
That looks like something I'd hate.
Yeah, I think you would. I think you would really hate this show.
That's right up there with Bob's Burgers in terms of the amount of excitement I'd have to see that show. That looks fucking terrible. Anything that looks like that, I don't want to see it. Is that weird? Like, there's certain cartoon things. Like, to me, I'm like, who watches this? I don't understand why some of these shows are around so long. I don't get it.
If you want to know, BoJack Horseman has a 93%. Positive rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. It's in the top 10, so I'm not saying it's for someone, but I don't think I could get past the cartoon. You know what it reminds me of too, that I can't stand? Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, don't even go there. I love Beavis and Butthead.
It's not, I've seen snippets, okay, so I haven't like thoroughly watched, but it doesn't seem funny. I'd never laugh.
Beavis and Butthead was my life as a young boy.
You find it funny?
I do.
Okay.
Like the stupidity of it is what I find funny.
It's just for me, it's a look of a cartoon. And if you show me that and I'm like, I'm fucking out.
Because I understand that. Yeah, the animation. BoJack Horseman's animation, I guess you would say is...
But the writing's good. I assume stuff has to be good with it.
Yes. Like I said, it is good. I just wouldn't have put it in a top 10 spot, I don't think.
Right? Okay. And then here's the other one I have issues with. And it's not because the show didn't have like a stellar cast, especially for that at that time, and we probably didn't even realize it, but it was one season long. And at number 9, Freaks and Geeks.
That's one of those shows that is a cult favorite.
It is. Because that cast, like, it's
Seth
incredible.
Rogen,
and they went on to do incredible things together, most of them.
Yeah, so it was when Seth Rogen was really young.
Yeah.
It was like a high school.
Yeah.
Freaks and Geeks, and it was about the outcasts in school.
Yeah.
James Franco was the other one. Yeah. Yeah. And there was a ton of people on that show.
I know. You look at the cast, you're like, how did this only last one season? So I don't know the backstory, but what happened?
Nobody knew who they were at the time.
That's
I think James
why,
Franco
right?
probably was the biggest name on it because he probably would have been known by then.
They were young at the time. Like, that was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. Girls was number 8. I've seen Girls. Mm-hmm. I watched all of Girls, 2012 to 2017. I don't think I would have put it in the top 10 for this century.
It's around
it's
there.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I have to see what else is on the list, but it is kind of revolutionary for the time.
Okay. The number 7, Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
I think that's sure. I don't think anyone will argue that.
I'm not arguing that spot. Yeah. Nope.
Reservation Dogs.
I have not watched it and heard amazing things about it.
Only 2 years it ran too. So it must be good. But here's the other problem. Okay. Can I just say my other asterisk on the problem I have with the ones that have only been around 1 or 2 years? They didn't have time to suck.
Yeah.
Like, I think one of the reasons why is sometimes when you end shows early, it ends up benefiting you because people look at it and go, wow, I fucking love that. It didn't. If it went on to 2024, 2020, like into the other years.
It might not have been
as good.
Because
I guess it ended. Then it, exactly. And then you would have looked back and been like, ah, what a shitty stuff.
Sometimes, you'll hit like some shows will get like a weird kind of third, fourth season. They're starting to run out a bit of steam. And if they're lucky, they can get it back. But most of the time it starts to go downhill and it's not great. Then your last few seasons of a show like Dexter is a great example of that show.
Yes.
Dexter, for the first few seasons, was
amazing.
Awesome. And then it just went so south so fast.
Did you watch the updated ones too?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, me too.
The newer, what was it? Dexter, a new kill or whatever it was. I forget. Right. His son is now the guy.
Yeah.
I appreciate that they brought it back to try to wrap up the abysmal series finale when they did it originally. Mm-hmm. So I was glad that they tried to do that, but it didn't really land for me. I thought you guys have probably done too much damage already.
I agree. 5, The Wire. You've seen that show? You say it's good?
Incredible.
Okay, that must be on Crave here because it's an HBO show.
Yes, it is a top.
So it lives on Crave.
It's Crave or is it HBO or Showtime? I can't remember, but it is it's a top 5 for me too.
Okay, for them, it's number 5. Number 4 is 30 Rock. That's a funny show.
Yes.
I didn't watch it solidly, but I've seen episodes here and there, and it's really, really good.
Super funny.
Great cast. Number 3, Succession. You've seen Succession, right?
No.
You would like that show.
I want to watch it again. It's another one of those ones that came out when I had so much going on, and I was like, okay, I'll catch up.
So I watched it after it wrapped. Like, literally right when the finale aired, basically, I started watching it because they were winning all the awards, and I was like, I need to watch that. And my husband and I crushed all those seasons in, like, no time. You'd like it. Number 2, I know you like this show. You and Scott talk about it a lot. The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah. What spot did that one come in?
Number 2.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah? Yes.
Number 2.
Okay, I have a number 1, and it is... hasn't been mentioned yet.
Okay, let's see if it's this. Number 1, according to Hollywood Reporter, Mad Men.
No.
I really liked Mad Men. I don't know if I'd put it at number 1.
Isn't that a show that kind of had the same problem as Dexter, where the last couple seasons started to really dip?
So that's exactly it. So it started in 2007, ended in 2015. It should have ended in about 2012, by my estimation. My opinion. But Jon Hamm was really good. Actually, that entire cast, really, really good job. What's your number 1, by the way?
Breaking Bad.
Why isn't that?
I loved Better Call Saul, but I don't think I would put it ahead of Breaking Bad.
I wish I had the full list in front of me because I'd love to know where that landed on their list, according to their critics.
It has to be on there. It has to be.
It was
top 50. Like, Jesus. Like, that's an argument of the top 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not even in the top 10 in this
list. And it qualifies, definitely, because it ended in the 2000s. So anything that, as long as it ended in the 2000s. Anyway, there you go. That's your list. Is there anything else you want to cover here? We can keep this... short, I know you have things to do.
I'm a very busy man.
I know you are. Okay, thank you for joining me. You want to hop on tomorrow's pod, though?
Well, it's Friday.
If you can. It's Friday pod.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then, Scott's not going to be here tomorrow. Spoiler alert.
Is that for sure he's not?
Yeah. I don't think he can.
Okay.
Because I'll let him tell you about it next week.
Well, he's talked about it openly. We're not going to tell you details about it, but it's a court thing.
It's a court thing, and that's, you guys know. You guys already know. He's told you guys about this, and he got called to court. It's happening.
So that's it.
That's all we can say about that.
That's all we know.
Yeah, that's it, pretty much. Okay, we'll chat tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Supermodel Cindy Crawford, who's married to Casamigos co-founder Randy Gerber, is launching her own brand called Casamigas. It's a catchy name. Good luck with that, Cindy. Far less clunky than my female-focused beverage, Stephen Colbert's Estrogen.
Consumer Reports is urging the USDA to remove Lunchables from school cafeterias because they have high levels of sodium, lead, and cadmium. Sodium, I get, obviously. Lead is bad for you. It's poison. And what the hell is cadmium? I don't even know what that is. Cadmium. It sounds like a gift from the fourth wise man.
The utility company Con Edison announced this week that they accidentally spilled about 1,000 gallons of oil into the Bronx River, which severely polluted the oil.